Greetings and salutations from the Agile Revolution. Craig is here.
Hello, Tony. It's a long time no see, mate.
Yes, in the flesh. And we are at
Agile Australia
2017.
Yeah, which means that this will probably get released in 2018, knowing
the way we do things. And it's what, the ninth year?
Ninth year, and how many people are here? About 47,000 or something?
Yeah, it's like, imagine the
original. If you can't hear us, it's the noisiest venue, and we're on one of the three levels.
Yeah, I mean, if you think back when we first did the first conference.
It was you, me, and a couple of kittens in the corner, wasn't it?
That was it, and they were tweeting, so. And we just got away from Rachel herself.
We did, yes, doing a great job.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can go and harass some people.
Yeah, that's always good fun as well.
I think we see our next colleague, don't we?
Oh, I can see our next colleague. Yeah, sorry. We'll head over that way. He's trying to hide, actually.
He is.
Oh, Seeger to free.
Seeger, the Agile Revolution podcast. So, swallow that piece of bread that you're eating.
We waited till you had food in your mouth, mate, just for that.
And I thought I was hiding in the corner.
We saw you.
We looked at all flowers.
So what's your highlight so far, mate?
Highlight so far has been Matt Pensino, of course. Used to work with him.
We didn't see that. So he's now with Commonwealth Bank, which is a bit of a mover and shaker bank in the digital space in this country.
He's having a second go at it. And I think it sounds like he's really enjoying himself.
So it's good to hear. When he worked with us.
I think so, yes. Mind you, I think he's still making the same mistake on one aspect. I asked him about co-location of teams. And he thinks distributed agile is here to stay with partners.
Yeah.
And I get it. There are financial constraints, especially for really big organizations. Yeah. He was talking about cost saving is not necessarily a bad thing, yeah, because without a viable organization, you can't innovate. And I think there's probably a place for, you know, partnering and distributed agile, but be very careful. I think only, you know, do it with the whole team rather than splitting teams up, and only do it very, very limited, rather than the wholesale. But other than that, I really like this talk because it's going about back to basics. It was not about scaling Excel, it was about descaling the organization. And that's exactly the way we think about it at SunCorp at the moment. Don't try to, you know, throw more process or more complex solutions at those problems. Try to change the problem itself. Yeah.
Very good. And if you need a good red wine, just touch base with Seeger.
Absolutely.
He's got a cupboard full of them. I can vouch for the taste and the bouquet after last night.
Okay. Good to see you guys again.
Great to see you, Seeger. Right. Well, let's wander a little more around here. It's amazing how people see us and kind of
run
in a different direction.
It's funny how a microphone puts the fear of God into people.
Yeah, unfortunately we're standing next to a coffee machine, which didn't help us there either.
No.
So let's talk to Mia here. Let's dug in on this one. Mia.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Mia. Agile Revolution podcast.
Hello.
We're actually also dragging you into the podcast.
Oh, yes, I can see that.
And there was a good example of someone running. Look at that.
Yeah. Joe, come back.
Yeah, come back.
No, you're going to be interviewed now. Yeah. Joe is one of my scrum masters at Taxation Office.
Joseph Guard, the ATO. Yep.
That's me.
kicking goals there, I hope.
Oh, I hope so as well.
As a taxpayer, I'm relying on it.
Yeah. I'm a taxpayer as well, so I hope so.
There you go. You're adding value to my account.
Exactly. I tried to do that to my own first, but it didn't work, so then I'd just do it to everyone else's.
So testing background, looking at automation, and now Scrum Master.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me, your company is ZenX Machina.
ZenX Machina, that's right.
And so you've done a lot of work in Canberra, which is for our international listeners, capital of this fine country.
Yes.
A lot of stuff happening I'll be in Canberra this week myself, shivering through ridiculously low temperatures, but
yes,
lots of really interesting stuff happening there. What's your perception just on government transformation?
Yeah, it's actually been really busy this year. We're getting a lot of interest from government at how do we do this at enterprise, so a lot about scaling agile. There've been some good teams that have, you know, sowed the seeds very early on, but now, you know, across Australian Taxation Office, Department of Industry and Innovation, and recently we've just been looking with Census about what do we do for Census 2021. So it's really, really interesting that all of a sudden people are seeing that this is a smarter way of working and really wanting to say, okay, well, that works, but we're a really big enterprise. We've got hundreds of people. How do we coordinate? How do we integrate? So all of the things about DevOps that I'm seeing coming through in the conference here is really good, because that's probably our biggest pain point is environments and how do we integrate a lot quicker in government.
And leadership and governance and all
leadership,
that
stuff. Leadership, yeah, leading the change is probably the biggest thing. We've got, the team are very motivated, but they only get to a certain point if they don't have the leaders really embracing it and letting them be empowered to do the work. Yeah.
What about, so down at the levels of the team, what's your sense of the uptake and just the interest in getting better at the,
yeah. It's fantastic across most areas. You always have a couple of people who resist it, but in my time there, we've been adopting it over 2 years across multiple sections now. My previous section has been fully agile for a while. I wouldn't say that they're 100% like adopted everything, but my new area, we're only transitioning now. I'm one of maybe 8 or 9 teams which have been pulled up in the last 6 to 12 months, and we're slowly getting probably another 10, 15 teams over the next 12 to 18 months. So it's fantastic. You can see a lot of people actually understanding, oh, wait, I can sit here next to my BA and my developer, my tester, and I can just say, hey, guys, I'd like this done. Can you help me out? As opposed to sending an email and waiting weeks for a response, or going in a waterfall project where it's 12 months and then you realise at the end, shit, we've got all these bugs.
I think the thing that I hear all the time is there's this fear in this sort of middle management layer there that they can't trust these people down there, but when sort of people, when they finally sort of get this going and people like you are in there, it unlocks that potential, which is some of the things we're hearing in the keynotes here.
That's it exactly. There's the fear of unknown, and once people actually start to realise what it is and what the change is coming, they don't fear it as much anymore, and they actually adopt it and they get used to it, and as long as they're on board with it, it always seems to go smoothly. That's what I'm finding, at least.
So what's your highlights of the conference so far? What's been your favourite?
I really enjoyed, is it Barry?
Yeah,
I love Barry O'Reilly's talk. I thought that was really,
like
really good.
He's like a Bible in the government at the moment.
That lean enterprise.
It was fantastic as well.
Because that lean is very much another theme coming through government as well. Because every year the budgets are either the same or less. So we've got to do more, but we've also got to achieve a big digital agenda over the next 2 years. So lean enterprises is really a big buzzword for us in government. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Thanks
for putting us on the spot.
That's what we do. You're pointing.
Hiding.
The guy sitting down
the
floor there.
Man.
All right. I'm going to have to bend down, though, to get to him. He's sitting on the floor. Venky, Agile Revolution Podcast.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well, Craig.
So, amongst all sorts of other things you do, and people might know you from your writings on Qatar Consortium and all your awesome blogs and things, you're now the less man in Australia, the large scale scrum.
It's really an honor, and I'm really proud that being an Australian and being one of the less trainers has provided me an immense opportunity to share my knowledge with all the people around me. And in fact, I'm always inspired by Craig and Tony, you guys, with your knowledge. You guys have been around for a long, long time.
You know what? He can come back on the podcast anytime he likes.
I was going to say that $20.
What about Renee? You forgot Renee.
Of course, Renee is a good mentor
as well. She's not here.
Yeah, sorry.
So for those who have been living under a rock, like why, in the soundbite, why large-scale scripts? Why large-scale scrum? Why don't you pick it over the other 2,327 methods out there?
You're right. Fundamentally, the concept of less, even though it was launched in 2015, The concept is not new. Less is based on around 600 experiments. It's purely based on evidence. Some things worked, some things didn't work, and finally, the experiences were taken away and created into a framework. So back in 2004 is when these experiments started. And I was just lucky enough to meet Craig Lawrman, who is one of the co-inventors of LESS, in 2004 while I was a Scrum Master at Wildtech India. So in 2004, Craig was a chief scientist of Wildtech. I met with him and we started working on Scrum, and he was coaching the entire company and doing a lot of experiments. And those experiments, which included ideas from systems thinking, complexity science, queuing theory, theory of constraint, these were the real experiments. These were the ideas that were taken, experimented, and he documented them, capturing what works in large product development and what doesn't work. And that experiences I continued using after I left Wildtech in various other companies and projects, and I could actually see the reflection and the effectiveness of these ideas that I learned while working with Craig. So I knew that this is something that works, not just in one company or one context, but in many contexts, geographically distributed teams, large product developments. So that's the reason why, since I knew that this is something that's working, and when Craig launched the idea of LESS, I said, fantastic, it's a great idea. And that's how I chose LESS over others, because maybe other frameworks, I have absolutely no idea, I never tried, but in this particular case, since I was deeply involved and I have a deep connection to the framework with a conviction that I know that it works and it has been tried since last 10 years, so there is nothing to stop me from embracing this beautiful, tried, experimented, scientifically driven, proven framework.
And I've always said you're an embracer. You're a hugger.
Exactly. That's how I'm hugging LESS.
Yeah. What's been your favorite far at the conference?
You're hugging more with LESS.
Exactly.
What's been your favorite at the conference so far?
I really enjoyed yesterday's Jez Humble workshop. It was fascinating. There are a lot of ideas that resonated with the experience, the real life experiences that we see around. And in fact, even though I attended his sessions in the morning, in the keynote, it was still refreshing. It was pretty good.
Excellent.
I also attended all the three keynotes. They're fantastic. And of course, the second best thing is, meeting Craig Smith and Tony.
Come back on again, yeah?
Again, this is my fifth or sixth year in Agile Australia, where I'm meeting both of you. And of course, that is the best part, always.
we love you. You don't have to say such nice things, Ricky, but we'll pay you later.
Renee, when you do hear this, can you please take note?
Yeah, we have some good. Thanks, mate.
Oh, dear. Goodness gracious, mate.
So I was alluding to the keynotes there. Barry O'Reilly kicking us off today.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Barry O'Reilly, actually. And it's so relevant to the time, I think, at the moment. You know, big organisations are scaling, or they're talking about dropping things down, or they're trying to do it. And everybody's got the same problems, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Things you talked about, weren't you?
And, of course, then we had Jez Humble, who we've already referred to, and Esther Derby as the third keynote. So three quality Agile speakers in a row.
Yeah, I think it was a really good start to the conference, very strong. And if you couldn't find something in that, I'd be very surprised. I'm sure there's something there somebody would have liked.
All right, well, let's keep wandering here. This is this part where we just wander around aimlessly with the microphone.
Aimlessly with the microphone and try and hijack somebody.
Problem is, it's just so many people here, isn't there?
It's amazing, actually. And I must admit, it was interesting this morning when Rachel asked them to put their hand up and how many new people to the conference. It was more than three quarters of the audience, right?
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's wander this way. Actually, we found a bit of space where there's nobody standing, and that's All right, let's wander back to the left.
All right.
So three floors, so that
makes it a little hard. So today, this floor.
Yeah, we'll try another floor, which means usually all the people on this floor will go to the other floor tomorrow. Tomorrow will be just our luck.
The way it'll work.
All right.
So I think, Craig, you're not presenting this year, though. It would be the first one for quite some time.
Well, I missed a couple in the 9 years, but there you go.
Tony.
How are you doing, Craig?
So Steve Scottson, this is Craig and Tony from the Agile Revolution podcast. Steve's an ex-Suncorp, but where are you these days, my friend?
For Impact.
He had to look at his badge to remember where he's working today. What shirt am I wearing today?
Three flags. I've even been barcoded, so that's all good.
So we're just doing box pops around.
Oh, okay.
What's your highlight of the conference today?
I've actually been quite impressed with the keynote speakers and the sessions that I've been to. I've found high standard. It's amazing how packed it is.
Extremely
popular.
That, yeah.
But the subject matter is now so it's quite broad into innovation and about organisational change and the like, not just your 2 week sprints and all that sort of stuff. So. Yeah.
In fact, the amount of people mention those things, they're just the way we do things now, aren't they?
It's now mainstream.
Yeah.
So it's now how do you actually get the whole organisation?
Planning, that's all. Yeah. We do that. Now let's actually talk about the wicked problems.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
How do you get your organisation to line up?
Yeah, and I think that seems to be a really recurrent theme in a lot of it we were just talking before, is it's very enterprise organisational conversation now.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It's innovation. What type of company are you? What are the different ways and means? And about how can you actually then take a next step? So, yeah.
Brilliant.
That's all right. Good.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you.
There you go.
Alrighty.
There we go. That was well done. Who else can we find, right?
So, we actually haven't got a number of how many people are here, but what do you think? It's easy got to be sort of 1,300, 1,400, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's got to be at least that.
I mean, standing room only in pretty much every session we've been in so far.
Yeah, I mean, last year it was around the 1,100 mark, wasn't it? So there's got to be more than that for sure. I mean, the venue is a little smaller.
And they have been sold out for a month or so now. So, well, here we go. Here's a blast from the past.
Here's a blast from the past. Yes, we are talking. We're talking to you. So
yeah, hello, Carol.
Tony from the Agile Revolution podcast.
Hi, how you doing?
You can have your private chat in just a moment, but the microphone's running.
I thought that before when I was over there accidentally. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. You just join in.
Loving the Agile conference. Absolutely fantastic. My second time here. And really, really enjoying it. Loved Esther Derby's talk this morning. Learned a lot of stuff from that. And also Barry's. Barry's. Barry's, really. Yeah, Jess is really good.
He's the Irish one.
I like the Irish guy. I met him beforehand and spoke about football, which was pretty good. Go the Maroons.
Yes. All right, so we haven't mentioned that on the podcast. But just for a bit of historical, in case it doesn't happen, our wonderful Maroons, for those that are listening overseas, that's a football.
It's
our football team. It's, Queensland versus New South Wales. Go the Maroons because we won last night.
No local sports team.
Yay!
So it's 1-1 in the third game yet to cider.
Excellent.
So yeah, it's really good. I'm enjoying myself. It's great to network. It's always good to come here and meet a lot of new people. And just hang out with the cool crowd.
That's it.
With the agile purists. I love it.
I think it was someone said at the start here that, the people in the room, these are the change makers. I forget the word they said.
Yeah, that's right.
The people in the room are the people who are actually inspired to make things different. That's what this is.
I was sitting next to a guy who's obviously a manager, because when they're asking the questions, are you a manager, he put his hand up. And then they asked another question, he put his hand up again, and I could see him going, oh.
I
said to him, is that you? And he went, it tends to be that way a bit. I tend to push people into stuff. And I thought, this is an interesting place for you to come. This is a scary place for managers. Us scrum masters and, BAs and even devs. But for management actually to come, I think more managers should come to something like this. Just not to drink the Kool-Aid, but just to see how Agile can help them rather than just listening to the people above them.
Yeah, and learning from other organisations as well. So very interesting in the CBA talk we were in where, you know, people from other banks, you know, pretty much all around us was, you know, four or five other banks sitting there learning from CBA. So.
Was that the Evolution tour?
No, yes.
I went to that. Oh, the governance. Yeah, the governance. He was really fantastic. Really, really good. Yeah, I really enjoyed him.
It just fixed governance then, you know, a lot of the other flow-on effects.
And it was interesting talking from Revolution to Evolution because I hadn't thought of it like that. To us, it's Revolution. That's what your podcast is all about.
Right, we should change the name.
Yeah. It's a bit late
for
that.
I think
somebody else might have that.
Yeah, that's right. But your podcast is that. But to move to Evolution and where is Agile going to end up, that was a real eye-opener for me. I hadn't really thought about that. As a Scrum Master, I hadn't thought of that. So it was really good. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, that's the point. That's someone who sort of helps organise these things to a small extent. That's all you can hope from when you're going to something like that, is to hear things where makes people think.
You really need those light bulb moments in things like this.
Yeah.
And if you don't get them, then, you know, there's no point in coming. But, you know, if you can come and have just even the smallest light bulb, it's like, whoa. And some of the stuff can blow your mind.
Absolutely.
And some stuff is just small, but it's enough to make a change, which is one of the guys said today, don't start big. Start small. And that's how we get it.
I think it was Jess, I'm not sure, but it was in his slide pack yesterday. You know, agility is hard.
Yes.
Agility is hard. And don't take that lightly, because it gets harder when you do it at an enterprise level. Yeah.
But it's worth the effort because the flip side is actually harder.
Absolutely.
That you're out of business.
I like the slide of the Google and the Blockbuster and the Kodak and how many people work for somewhere like Instagram. It was like 15,000 people and they make billions of dollars. And
they've already passed what Kodak
and the other worth. People, yeah, well, they had 250,000 or something working for them and it was massive. And the other thing that I learned was that there is going to be a loss. Change brings loss, and that's very interesting as well. I think managers can sometimes lose that as well.
The happy part.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something on the other side.
Yeah.
And you got to understand that self-organising teams and agile teams, they actually represent an issue for management because they're used to controlling everything. So it's a change in their mindset to move from control
to
embrace.
But anyway, yes, most definitely.
Preaching converted.
Thank you, guys.
Excellent. Great talking.
Excellent.
To you. Very good to see you again.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah.
The next lot
of talks. Keep flying that Queensland flag.
So I want the scarf just to remind people.
To rub it in.
Who won.
Well done.
Oh, that's all right. We can edit her out now. No, I'm jacking.
There you go.
That was excellent.
Yeah. Carol, we've worked with before. Scrum Master. And
yes. Yes, I actually trained her. She was definitely one of the...
Trained her and she still turned out all right.
Yeah, I know what she's saying. It's one of those ones where I go, how did I do that and can I get that formula again?
Yeah, can I do that again?
Yeah.
There you go. It's always the way. Let's see if we can drag a couple more people before we wrap this sort of thing up.
Let's see what we can do here, yeah.
All right. Just wander back across the other side of the room.
See what we get there.
Lots of exhibitors here, Tony.
Yeah, there's quite a few exhibitors here.
A few new ones as well. I mean, your old favourites, your IBMs, your
Thoughtworks,
and Computer Associates.
Sally Greenwood, Tony and Craig from the Agile Revolution, and I specifically waited till you put food in your mouth because I knew that would go down very well.
It's what we do.
We've already done it to a few of the others, so that was really good.
Brilliant.
So we're just doing box pops around here, Sally. What's been the highlight of the conference for you?
Well, we just heard Matt Pancino speak. Matt used to be our CIO at Suncor. So good to see him again. He had some interesting insights into scaling Agile based on his many years of experience. It was good.
We've talked that before. We're wondering whether he used Suncor as his test bed, and now he's going to be
2.0. And the interesting thing, there were some questions around how did he get the advocacy across executives. Good question. And he was saying the advocacy is already there. They want it.
That's
so
good.
A Harvard Business Review did something April last year about Agile being the, you know, the way to go. And many execs read it and went, yep, thumbs up, sounds good, let's do it.
Then comes the hard part.
Yeah.
I think it's something we sometimes take for granted. We assume that that layer somewhere doesn't actually get it. Actually, it's just probably someone hasn't asked them the right question, or maybe demonstrate the ability that they've got the ability to go and do something different. So therefore, we'll stick with this old thing until we've actually got the ability to do it. So.
One last thing that he said that I really loved, he was saying it's not about scaling Agile up, it's about descaling the organisation.
Yes, very good, very good.
Which is very different to all the things that people are pledging and scaling, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we got enough scaling frameworks coming out of our ears, right?
Yeah. We do.
So the other thing, what about the keynotes? How did you like those?
Yeah, really good. The Change Artist, I mean, what a fantastic title. I would love to be a change artist. But really good things that she was saying and talking through. And of the three areas that she was saying to concentrate on, the one that I think we haven't in the past is constraints.
Yes.
Really key one that, we're good in the clarity, focus, execution side of things, but not really accepting, talking through, recognizing the constraint side of things. So I thought that was really good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
All right, a few minutes left before the bell's going to go off, and
yes.
I have to go run off to a room and introduce some speakers or something. Might be a good time to wrap it, I think. I'm not seeing anybody in our near vicinity.
Nope, that sounds good to me. All right, signing off for our first Box Pops at 2:17.
That's it. We'll do our best to attempt another one tomorrow.
Yeah, that's exactly
try,
right.
Try and get a few of the movers and shakers along the way.
Is there only one thing left to say?
Viva.
La Revolution.
La Revolution.
Yeah. That one.
Next time.